We continue with Maseches Beitzah, Daf Yud Zayin, Amud Aleph. We're going to begin two lines from the top of the page, Tanu Rabbanan. The Gemara begins with a Braisa, which talks about the Seder of Davening on a Yom Tov Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan. We learned in a Braisa, Yom Tov Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. If you have a convergence of Yom Tov and Shabbos in one day, B'Shama Yomrim Mispalo Shmona. So B'Shama says the special Amida, the Shmon Esrei for that day, consists of eight brachos. What are the eight brachos? So you have the first three brachos, which we say each and every day at every tefillah. You have the last three brachos. And then, mispalel, so it says, Beishamai, v'omer shel Shabbos b'fnei atzma, v'shel yom tov b'fnei atzma. Each kedusha of the day, so has its own bracha. So you have a bracha for Shabbos, and you have a bracha for yom tov. So in this way, you have a total of eight brachos. That's the opinion of Beishamai. Beis Hillel omrim, mispalel sheva. Beis Hillel says, no. That we daven Shmon Esrei with seven brachos. And what does it look like? It looks as follows. Maschil b'shel Shabbos, we begin the middle bracha talking about Shabbos. Says Rashi, bracha achas l'shnehem. U'maschil l'hazkir Shabbos t'chila. Vatitin lanu es yom hamanucha hazeh. And then, continues Beis Hillel in the Braisa, u'mesayim b'shel Shabbos, we conclude with Shabbos, v'omer kedushas hayom be'emtza. And in the middle of this bracha, so we mention the fact that it is Yom Tov. Says Rashi, mesayim habracha b'shal Shabbos, mekadesh Shabbos v'sulo. We conclude the bracha by saying it is Shabbos. We do not say in the conclusion that it's Yom Tov. V'omer kedushas hayom be'emtza, says Rashi, v'titin lanu Hashem Elokeinu es yom hamducha hazeh ves yom chag haploni hazeh. So Shabbos says eight brachos, one bracha for Shabbos, and one for Yom Tov. Beis Hillel said we incorporate the two into one bracha. However, the beginning and the end of that bracha mention Shabbos exclusively. And then comes along the last opinion, Rebbe Omer, Af Chosim Ba, that even the conclusion, meaning the conclusion of the bracha, should include Yom Tov. Mekadesh HaShabbos, Yisrael V'Hazmanim. Should say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sanctifies Shabbos, Yisrael, Kla Yisrael, and Nizmanim. So you have three different opinions. Beis Shammai says eight brachos, Beis Hillel says seven, but the bracha itself, in the beginning and the end, only mentions Shabbos, and Yom Tov is only mentioned in the middle of the bracha. And Rebbe says no, the Yom Tov is incorporated not only in the middle, but at the end as well. Toni Tana Kamedu Ravina, there was one who taught Braisos before Ravina, and he taught a slightly different version of Rebbe, namely, the Rebbe says, Mekadesh Yisrael v'Hashabbos v'Hazmanim. That sounds similar, but it's actually different than what we had just seen. The Braisa that we had seen says, the sequence is Mekadesh HaShabbos, first Shabbos, then Yisrael, then v'Hazmanim. However, according to this version of the Braisa B'Shem Rebbe, it's Mekadesh Yisrael v'Hashabbos v'Hazmanim. First, we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sanctifies Kla Yisrael, then the Shabbos, and then Dizmanim. So says the Gemara, Amalei, so Ravina said to the one who taught this Braisa before him, Atu Shabbos Yisrael Mekachilei? It doesn't make sense to say Mekadesh Yisrael v'Hashabbos v'Hazmanim. Why? Is it Kla Yisrael that sanctifies Shabbos? V'Hashabbos Mekadesh V'Kaima. The Kedush of Shabbos is one that is always there. Says Rashi, it's there Misheshes Yimei Habreishes. It's not something that requires any special designation of Kla Yisrael. Rather, you should say Mekadesh HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Hazmanim. Rather, we say Mekadesh Hashem is Mekadesh Shabbos, and is Mekadesh Klal Yisrael, and we Klal Yisrael Mekadesh HaZmanim. Says Rashi, Otu Shabbos Yisrael Mekadshile, Shekidam Tekadush Yisrael L'Shel Shabbos, that you, according to, Ravina says you, according to this version of Rebbe, say that the Kedush of Klal Yisrael takes precedence into the bracha to that of Shabbos, Bishlam Azmanim, it makes sense that when it comes to Zmanim, Tzorech Lahaktim Kedushas Yisrael Kedushas Son. So there we have to first mention the Kedush of Yisrael before the Kedush of Yom Tov. Sha'al Yidei Kedushas Yisrael Niskad Shuhem. That why? It's through the sanctification of Klal Yisrael that Yom Tov receives its Kedusha. How is that? Well, it's this week's Parsha. HaChodesh HaZelachem. The Torah tells us that we, Klal Yisrael, through the process of Kiddush HaChodesh, sanctify the month, and by declaring when Rosh Chodesh is, so that in of itself will determine when Yom Tov is. Shabbos, on the other hand, says Rashi, is It is not tali at all on the designation of Rosh Chodesh. So when Rosh Chodesh is, has no bearing whatsoever on when Shabbos is. So therefore, says Ravina, it's more logical to say that the bracha, the sequence should be as follows. Baruch atu Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos, Hashem is the one who's Mekadesh HaShabbos, V'Yisrael Hashem is one who's Mekadesh Klai Yisrael Vazmanim, and through that comes the Kedusha of the Zmanim of Yom Tif. And Amar Rabbi Yosef, Halacha Karebi, Uchadataritz Ravina. Rabbi Yosef says the halacha follows the position of Rebbe, not like Beis Shammai says there are 8 brachos, and not even like Beis Hillel who says there are 7 brachos, but there's no mention of Yom Tov at the conclusion. Rather like Rebbe who says there are 7 brachos, we mention Yom Tov be'emtza and as part of the chasima, ukedetaritz revina, and the sequence of the words in that chasima sabracha follow the understanding of revina, namely it's Mekadesh Yisrael, Mekadesh Hashabbos v'Yisrael v'hazman. Okay, continues the Gemara with another brisa which is related to this general discussion. Tanu Rabbanan, Shabbos Shachol Lios B'Rosh Chodesh or B'Chol Shel Moed. Let's say you have a Shabbos which falls on Rosh Chodesh or Chol Moed. So again, another convergence of two different Kedushas Hayom. Beforehand, we spoke about Shabbos Shachol Lios, Yom Tov Shachol Lios B'Shabbos. It was a convergence of Yom Tov and Shabbos. And over here, we have Shabbos with Rosh Chodesh or Chol Moed. So says the brisa, Arviz V'Shachos Mincha Mispal Sheva. So for Mariv, for Shachos of Mincha, the Shmon Esrei has a total of 7 brachos. Va'omer me'ein ha'ma'ora ba'avoda. And we recite me'ein ha'ma'ora, which means the special recitation which reflects the Kedusha of that day, the unique Kedusha of that day, is recited in the bracha of avoda, meaning the bracha of Ritzei. What is the me'ein ha'ma'ora? So on Rosh Chodesh Mechol Moed, the me'ein ha'ma'ora is what we call Yalav Yavo. So Yalav Yavo was inserted in the bracha of Ritzei, just like we do. Continues the Brayis of Imlo Amar, if one did not say this, machzirin also, so we would require that he repeat the Shmon Esrei. Because Yalav Yavo was something which is essential to the tefillah on these days, on Rosh Chodesh and Chol Moed, and failure to recite it, so that really compromises the amidah, the Shmon Esrei, and if one wants to fulfill the mitzvah tefillah, so he has to daven properly, a complete and comprehensive tefillah, which must include the Me'ein Ma'ora. Parenthetically, even though the Gemara doesn't say this here, we do learn elsewhere that while that is generally so, there's one exception, and that is Mariv on Rosh Chodesh. When it comes to Mariv on Rosh Chodesh, if a person forgets Yalav Yavo, so he in fact does not repeat the Amidah, the Shmon Esrei. That's unique to that circumstance. However, on Chol Moed, one would repeat the Shmon Esrei for omission of Yalav Yavo during any of the Tfilos. And Rosh Chodesh as well, when it comes to Shachris and Mincha. So it's only when it comes to Mariv that we say that one would not repeat the Shmon Esrei. But over here, the Gemara, the Brisa just says it's a general statement, Machzirin also. Rabbi Eliezer, Amar Behoda. Rabbi Eliezer says no, that the mentioning of the Me'ena Ma'ora, the Yalav Yavo, so that's inserted not in Ritzei, but in Hoda'a. Says Rashi, Hoda'a is the Brach of Modim, just like on Purim and Chanukah, we recite Al Nisim and Hoda'a. So Rabbi Eliezer says that's where we insert the Me'ena Ma'ora. Uvim Musafin, continues Rabbi Eliezer, and when it comes to Musaf, Maschil B'Shel Shabbos, U'Mesayim B'Shel Shabbos. So we begin the middle bracha by mentioning Shabbos. The conclusion also mentioned Shabbos. V'Omer Kedushas Hayom Be'emtza. And we mention the special, unique sanctity of that day, meaning not the Shabbos part, but the Rosh Chodesh Chol Moed. So that's mentioned in the middle of the bracha of Kedushas Hayom. So according to both of these opinions, namely Rebbe Eliezer and the Tanna Kamma, we see that Chol Moed and Rosh Chodesh is not included in the bracha, the middle bracha of the regular Shmon Esreis on Shabbos. It's only included in the bracha of Avoda. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Omrim. However, it continues the brisa with another opinion, that of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. So they say, Kol Mokom Shehuzkak L'Sheva, wherever an Amidah calls for 7 brachos, meaning even if it's Shachris, Mincha, Umariv, says Rashi. So the Din is, Maschil B'Shel Shabbos, M'Shayim B'Shel Shabbos. So in the beginning, we mention Shabbos. In the end, we mention Shabbos. V'Omer Kedush HaSayom B'Emtza. But there is an insertion of a special mention of the Kedusha Sayyom of Rosh Chodesh Chol Moed in the middle of this bracha. So these two last Tanoim, Reb Shimon Gamliel and Reb Shmuel Ben Yochanan, so they say that unlike Tanakam and Rabbi Eliezer that we do in fact mention that it's Chol Hamoed Rosh Chodesh in the middle of the bracha. Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna says Ein Halacha Ka'osa Zug, which means the halacha does not follow that. Literally, zug means a pair. That pair of tanoim, meaning the pair that holds this latter pair, that the middle bracha of Shmoneh Esrei is changed to accommodate the Kedushas Hayom on Rosh Chodesh Chol Hamoed. The halacha is not like that opinion. Both Rashi and Tosfos ask, why does it say Ein Halacha Ka'osa Zug? Why not just say the halacha is like the Tana Kama? So Tosfos says over here, Rashi says the same thing. Tosfos is a little more clear. Had it said the halacha is like Tana Kama, have a mashma kol devarav. It would have implied that the halacha is like Tana Kama regarding everything the Tana Kama says. Af mi masha omer masayim b'shel Shabbos. Even the aspect where it says that we conclude with Shel Shabbos only. V'holesa, but that's not true. D'chaim alon, because we hold the Hilchos HaKirebi, d'amar chosem baruch mekadesh HaShabbos Yisrael v'ezmanim. So, in a sense, we paskin like the Tana Kama, but only partially like the Tana Kama. When it comes to the chasim of the bracha, we follow the position of Rebbe that was recorded earlier. And so, therefore, Rav Huna says over here, rather than saying the halachas k'Tana Kama, which would have implied that we follow the Tana Kama completely, so he says, Ein halacha ka'osa zug, the halacha does not follow that pair, who say that there's no mention of Rosh Chodesh Chol Hamoed whatsoever in the middle bracha. Okay, at this point we're going to shift gears and resume sort of a discussion that we had on the previous Amud regarding the preparation of an Erev Tavshilin, an Erev Tachumin. The Gemara now is going to discuss a situation where you have a person who forgot to prepare an Erev before Yom Tov begins. And the question is whether or not he can still go ahead and prepare a Yom Tov, prepare an Erev on Yom Tov itself. So the Gemara is going to present two different rulings on this matter, and we'll discuss each of them. So the first comes, Amar Rav Chiya bar Rashi Amar Rav. Rav Chiya bar Rashi says the following name of Rav, Meniach Adam Eruvei Techumen Miyom Tov L'Chaveiro U'masne. Literally, a person can go ahead and prepare, can establish an Erev Techumen, which is intended for one who wants to be able to walk outside of the Tchum Shabbos, so you can extend the Tchum essentially an additional area of 2,000 Amos, and he could do this on Yom Tov, l'chaveiro, literally one day to the next, u'masnen, he has to make a Tanai. So what exactly is going to happen over here? So Rashi says, actually Rashi presents two cases out of order. You know what we'll do? We'll read Rav as well, and then we'll come back and we'll read the Rashi and start. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rava, Meniach Adam Eruv Tavshilin Miyom Tov L'Chaveiro Masna. Rava says, similarly, that just like Rav said, that a person can go ahead and prepare an Erev Techumin Miyom Tov L'Chaveiro Masna, Rava says that one could do the same with an Erev Tavshilin. A person can go ahead and prepare an Erev Tavshilin from one day of Yom Tov to the next, U'masna, make a stipulation, a Tanai. Now again, in both of these cases, we're talking about one who forgot to do it before Yom Tov. Ideally, everybody agrees that the Erev should be prepared before Yom Tov, not on Yom Tov. But again, we're talking about a situation where one forgot. So says Rashi, Mi Yom Tov L'Chaveiro. What's going on over here? Im Nizkar B'Yom Tov Rishon. If a person forgets on the first day of Yom Tov, V'cholu Shnei Yomim Tovim, Chamishi V'Erev Shabbos. We're talking about a case where you have 2 days of Yom Tov, Thursday and Friday, and then the third day is what we call, you know, Shabbos, so that's what we call a three-day Yom Tov. So what he'll do is, Masna, he'll say the following, Im Hayom Chol U'Machar Kodesh. He'll say on Thursday, if today's the day of Chol, meaning it's not Yom Tov, and tomorrow, Friday, is the real day of Yom Tov, because remember, we observe 2 days of Yom Tov, Mishum Sveka D'Yoma, so then, Eruv Ay Eruv, so then the Eruv that I prepare today should be considered an Eruv, and it's completely within my rights to go ahead and prepare an Eruv on a day of Chol. Vim Cholof, and if it's the other way around, so then Ein Tzarech Le'Erev Tavshilin. I don't require an Erev Tavshilin. Why? Because that would mean that tomorrow, Friday, is a day of Chol, and I'm going to prepare for Shabbos on Friday, and it's a regular day of Chol. So a person can go ahead and make an Erev in such a way where on the first day of a two-day Yom Tov, on Thursday, he's going to say that if today is today's the day of Chol, then I'm preparing an Erev, and if today's the day of Yom Tov, then it means tomorrow's Chol, in which case I don't need an Erev. That's when it comes to the Erev Tavshilin. Tchumen, when it comes to the Erev Tchumen, so it works slightly differently, says Rashi. Yomai says the following, and over here we'll have the assistance of the Hagos Habach, who inserts several more words. Im hayom Chol, if today is the day of Chol, Umachar Kodesh, and tomorrow is the true day of Yom Tov, Eruv Ayayiruv. So once again, like we said beforehand, that the Eruv Tuchumen that I'm preparing today is an Eruv. In my Yom Kodesh, if today is the day of Kodesh, Eim B'dvarai Klum. And what I'm saying today, forget it, ignore it, it's nothing. Ulamachar, and the next day on Friday, Yom HaKamokain, he'll say the same thing. B'shel Tuchumen. When it comes to the day of Tuchumen, he'll say the same thing. If today is the day of Chol, then I'm preparing an Eruv. And if today is Kodesh, ignore what I'm saying. Uba'osa hapas atzma. And he's going to use the same bread that he used the day before. Because either way, it's going to be considered an Eruv. Aval b'shel tafshilin, says Rashi, when it comes to Eruv tafshilin, in tzarech l'shanas u'lachzor is t'no l'macher. He doesn't have to repeat it the next day. Right? But when it comes to the Eruv tafshilin, the purpose of the Eruv stool, it was to enable one to cook on Friday for Shabbos. So as long as I've done this on the first day, so I've covered myself, and either way I can prepare on Friday. The Eruv Tuchumen is going to allow me to walk outside of the boundaries of the city on Shabbos. So says Rashi over here, you need to repeat the Tanai on the second day as well. So now the Gemara makes the following observation. Mandi Omar Eruv Tuchumen. The one who says that a person can make an Eruv Tuchumen with a Tanai, namely Rav, so Kol Shekein Eruv Tevshilin. So he would certainly, based on a Kavach Omer, say that you can go ahead and make a conditional Eruv Tevshilin. However, according to Rava, the second opinion over here says that you can make an Eruv Tevshilin of a Eruv Techumin Lo. He would not necessarily say that you can go and make an Eruv Techumin. My time, what's the reason for this distinction? So says the Gemara, the Lemikne Shvisa B'Shabta Lo. Because to go ahead and to literally acquire a place of Shvisa, a place of residence on Shabbos, which we'll see in a moment in Rashi, in this case means Yom Tov, so that's not something which is permissible. Says Rashi, the lemikne shvisa b'shabta, lav davka shabta nakat, ela yom tov kari shabta. When it says shabta, it doesn't literally mean Shabbos. Sometimes Yom Tov is called Shabbos. The Torah, after all, refers to Yom Tov sometimes as Shabbos. So then, lo hitir lo likno shvisa b'yom tov. So Chazal do not permit us to go ahead and to acquire a makam shvisa, which is essentially how the Eruv Tuchumen operates on Yom Tov. Vafilu misafek, and even though there's a doubt over here as to whether or not it's truly Yom Tov or not, you're still not permitted to do so. The fact that Rava says you can do so with an Eruv Tevshilin, that's Hasam Mishum Kavod Shabbos Etir. That's only permissible over there because of Kavod Shabbos, because if we do not allow this person to make an Eruv Tevshilin, he's going to go into Shabbos hungry, he's not going to have food, and that will detract from Kavod Shabbos. The stakes are not nearly as high when it comes to the Eruv Tuchumen. If you haven't prepared an Eruv Tuchumen, so you're stuck. You can't walk outside Chum Shabbos. It does not, in and of itself, constitute a lack of Kavod Shabbos. So the fact that Rava allows you to make a conditional Eruv on Yom Tov, but when it comes to an Eruv Tevshilin, does not necessarily mean that he would allow you to do so when it comes to an Eruv Tuchumen, because the need is not as great. Rava, on the other hand, who says that you can go ahead, you can make an Eruv Tuchumen on Yom Tov with this tonight, with this stipulation, Kavachomer would say that you can do so when it comes to Neir of Tevshilin.